Welcome to City Harvest Sermon Podcast. Coming up is a word from Pastor Bobby Chow.
Hello, church. This week, I'll be sharing the Word of God with you. The Bible tells us that God's Word is spirit and life. It is living, active, and powerful to transform our lives. So are you ready for the Word of God? Shall we look to the Lord in prayer? Father, we thank you for this wonderful service. We know that you are here in our midst. When we worship you, you come and build your throne among us. Even right now, we ask for an open heaven. We ask for the Spirit of God to come upon us, anoint us, open our eyes that we may see, open our ears that we may hear, open our hearts that we may perceive. Transform us, we pray, in Jesus' wonderful name. And all God's people say, Amen. Amen. Well, over the past few weeks, Pastor Kong has been sharing with us on the spirit of honor. We learned that honor is the open celebration of the value and achievement of another person. It is to openly recognize, acknowledge, and appreciate who the person is and what the person has done. Now, today, I want to share with you about honoring God. You see, people often ask this question: what does God expect of me? If we distill the many wisdoms and instructions in the Bible, what does God require of me? In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 10, Moses gave a simple summary. He said in verse 12, "And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you? But to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I command you today for your good." Now notice the word fear. The word fear in Hebrew means to revere, honor, and respect. Notice, if you want to walk in all his ways, to love him, to serve him, and to obey God, it all begins from the spirit and attitude of honoring God. Honoring God begins from within, from our heart and our mind. In the gospel, Jesus clearly pointed this out. One time, Jesus had a debate with the scribes and the Pharisees concerning the many traditions which they had added to God's commandments. The religious leaders had the outward form of obedience, but without the inward substance of sincerity. Now look at what Jesus said to the scribes and the Pharisees in Matthew chapter 15. Verse 7, Jesus said, "Hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy about you, saying, 'These people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me.'" Now, can you see that? Honoring God must come from our heart. It must come out from our mind. Because the truth is, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. When your inward heart, attitude, and thinking is honoring, your outward behavior and action will follow suit. Remember, Pastor Kong shared with us from Philippians 4 and verse 8. The Bible says here, "Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is gracious, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things." So we are to think about whatever is honorable. Honor begins with our thinking. So we are to think righteous thoughts, pure thoughts, kind thoughts, and good thoughts about God. Every day, when we find something praiseworthy to think about concerning God, this is honoring Him. Honoring God requires us to always believe the best in Him, and we think the best thoughts about Him. And this may not be easy, especially when we are going through tough times and challenging circumstances like this year, 2020. Problems and crises are very real, and they have impact on our lives. The coronavirus, loss of jobs, and tensions in family and relationships can plunge us into despair, anger, and disappointment. And we can get frustrated with God. Where is God when I needed Him? Isn't He all-powerful, all-knowing? Why can't He turn my situation around? If He is a good God, He will not let these things happen to me. With a snap of His finger, He can always perform a miracle, right? But He refused to help me. He doesn't love me. Oh, friends, these thoughts and feelings are very real. And probably some of you may have these same kind of voices running through your minds during this difficult season. Church, guard your heart. Guard your thoughts above all else, for it determines the course of your life. Honoring the Lord must begin with our hearts and our thinking. Apostle Peter said this in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. In your hearts, revere, honor Christ as Lord. As such, honoring the Lord is not determined by outward circumstances. It begins from within. You can be in the most negative and adverse situation, yet you can still choose to think honoring thoughts. Find something praiseworthy to think about concerning God. Do you remember the story of Daniel in the Old Testament? During the reign of King Darius, the governors and officials were envious of Daniel's excellent spirit and distinguished career. So they came together to design a malicious plot against Daniel. In Daniel chapter 6, look at the story. So these administrators and satraps went as a group to the king and said, "May King Darius live forever." The royal administrators, prefects, satraps, advisors, and governors have all agreed that the king should issue an edict and enforce the decree that anyone who prays to any god or human being during the next 30 days, except you, your majesty, shall be thrown into the lion's den. So King Darius put the decree in writing. Now, these adversaries knew that Daniel was a faithful man who would never compromise on his relationship with Jehovah God. So this decree would put Daniel in a predicament where he had to choose. If he chose to obey God and continue his prayer life, it would mean death in the lion's den. However, if he chose to compromise his faith, quit praying, he would be saved, but he would have to deny his God. Daniel was in a terrible position. Both choices were bad. But I love how Daniel responded. Look at verse 10. In verse 10, it says, "Now when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went home to his upstairs room where the windows opened toward Jerusalem. Three times a day, he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God, just as he had done before." Wow! Daniel was calm, cool, and collected. In spite of all the threats, the dire circumstance, Daniel was not shaken. He did not react with anger or hatred, nor did he wallow in self-pity or sorrow. He went home, shut the door, and in the quietness of his heart, he honored, revered, praised, and gave thanks to the Lord. Hallelujah. Friends, honoring God begins from within, an attitude of the heart. It is not determined by the outward circumstances. You can be in the most negative, the most terrible situations, but you still can honor the Lord your God. So how do we practically honor God? You see, our best example is to learn from Jesus. First, number one, how do we honor the Lord? In our communion. Communion. You see, Jesus was very honoring to the Father in his prayer and communion. In Luke chapter 10, Jesus sent out his disciples two by two into every city, town, and village to preach the gospel and to heal the sick there. Everywhere they went, the disciples witnessed God's mighty power, miracles. And then they came back. Look at verse 17. It says, then the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. So here the disciples were very much fascinated by their successful campaigns. They were all excited to report the miracles, the breakthroughs, and the victories over demons. But however, I want you to see Jesus' response. Look at verse 21. It says, in that hour, Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and revealed them to babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight. All things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and the one to whom the Son wills to reveal him. Now notice, when all the celebrations were ongoing, Jesus was in the Spirit and he prayed, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. Jesus did not take credit for the miracles that happened. Though the disciples said that demons were subjected in his name. But rather, Jesus preferred the Father, giving thanks and honor to him. You see, here we see the disciples overwhelmed with celebration of success, while Jesus was consumed by a sense of God's presence. In the midst of all the fanfare and loud cheers, Jesus turned to the Father, gave attention to his presence, and acknowledged that it is you, Father. It is you. You see, honoring God is constantly having a sense of God's presence. Look again at how Jesus prayed. He said this, I thank you, Father. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight. All things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son. In just two verses, Jesus mentioned the Father five times in his prayer. It seems like Jesus and the Father are always within speaking distance of each other, anywhere, anytime, and they are always on speaking terms. You see, church, prayer is not something you do at night or in the morning. You don't pray only when you need something from God or only when you are in a terrible crisis. The Bible tells us that we are to pray without ceasing. Oh, how to pray without ceasing? Now, this does not mean that you keep talking nonstop to God all the time at the bus stop, on the MRT, or in a business meeting. No. Pray without ceasing is to carry an attitude, a sense of God's presence with you, revering Him and maintaining an unbroken communion with the Lord. That means you won't do or say anything that will grieve the Lord. You see, Jesus said in John chapter 8 and verse 29, He said, "And He who sent me is with me." Again, notice, Jesus had this sense of God's nearness, the Father's nearness. He is here. He is with me. He continued, "The Father has not left me alone, for I always do those things that please Him." You see, this is honoring God. You only do those things that please Him. Church, are the thoughts that you think, the images you allow in your mind, the words that you say pleasing to God? What about your attitudes, your actions or behaviors? Are they pleasing to Him? Are you even aware? Or you don't care at all how God feels? You see, Jesus always does those things that please the Father. This is honoring God. Now, let me show you another thing in Luke chapter 10. In Luke 10, verse 21, it says, "In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit and said, 'I thank you, Father.'" Now, the phrase "in the Spirit," in the Chinese translation, it says, "Yesu bei sheng ling gan dong," which means He was moved by the Holy Spirit. Wow! Here is the Son of God, Jesus Christ. But yet, He honors the Holy Spirit, always leaning on His power and abiding in His presence. Even in His wilderness experience, when Satan confronted and tempted Jesus, He was led by the Spirit, the Bible says. In other words, whether good times or bad times, whether mountaintop or valley low, Jesus was always giving attention to the Holy Spirit. You see, this was exactly what Paul was encouraging the church in Galatians. In Galatians 5 and verse 25, Apostle Paul says, he says this, "If we live in the Spirit," that means if we are born again and make alive by the Spirit, "let us also walk in the Spirit," daily walking in the Holy Spirit. You see, in 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 14, Paul mentioned this lifestyle again. In verse 14, in his benediction, he said this, "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen." You see, the word communion means fellowship, joint participation, or intimacy. In other words, Paul is saying this, may the fellowship, the joint participation, and the intimacy of the Holy Spirit be with you all. You see, honoring God is giving attention, affection, and appreciation to the Holy Spirit who is in you. And as you practice this, you will experience the promise in 2 Corinthians chapter 3. It says, "Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty." You will find freedom and liberty coming into your life. Verse 18 says, "But we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. Transformation happens in the presence of the Holy Spirit. You see, sometimes when I'm busy and too engrossed with my work, I can become very intense and unfriendly. My wife would tell me, "Can you please smile? You are frowning." Oh, then I became aware that I was not walking in the joy of the Lord. The fruit of the Spirit seems to have disappeared. I would close my eyes and look to the Lord in prayer. I would take some time to surrender all my burdens, worries, and stress to the Lord and give attention to the Holy Spirit, to love Him, appreciate Him, to invite Him to be my helper, my Paracletos. I realized that by doing so, often my wife would tell me, "Hey, today you're more relaxed, huh?" Although I was still as intense and busy, yet something happens, something changes. I find myself having joy and peace. Church, honoring God is to constantly be aware of His presence and preferring Him, giving Him attention, appreciation, affection in your prayer and communion. And in that process, we are transformed from glory to glory into the image of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. How do we practically honor God? Number two, it's by blessing the Lord. Blessing the Lord. Let's go to Luke chapter 11 and look at what Jesus says over here. In verse 1, it says, "Now it came to pass, as He was praying in a certain place, when He ceased, that one of His disciples said to Him, 'Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples.' So He said to them, 'When you pray, say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be Your name, Your kingdom come.'" Here, Jesus taught the disciples the famous prayer, also known as the Lord's Prayer. Notice, it begins with "Our Father." Again, can you see that prayer is having a sense of the Father's presence and nearness? "Our Father, hallowed be Your name." And the second sentence, Jesus calls us now to bless the name of God. In fact, blessing the Lord's name has been Israel's tradition. It was not something which Jesus came up with. Look at Psalm 113. Look at verse 2. It says, "Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore, from the rising of the sun to its going down. The Lord's name is to be praised." You see, in the Bible, the name of God reveals who He is and what He does. It reveals His unchanging character and nature. And the people of God was to remind themselves of who He is all day long by blessing and praising His name from the rising of the sun to its going down. That means whether it is sunshine or in the darkest night, we are to bless the Lord. Hallelujah. But you may say, "Oh, Pastor, how can I bless the Lord when everything is going wrong in my life? I lost my job. My marriage is breaking up. My life is in a mess. I'm a failure. How to bless the Lord?" Oh, friends, you must understand what the word "bless" means. You see, "bless" in Hebrew is barak, which means praise, but it also means to kneel. It is as if you take a moment, kneeling down mentally and humbly praising God for His goodness in spite of all the things that's going on around you. Yes, you may be suffering from a sickness or persistent pain in the body, but you choose to kneel before the Lord and bless His name. Oh, Jehovah Rapha, hallowed be Your name. You are my healer. On the cross, Jesus, You took our infirmities and bore our diseases. By Your stripes, we are healed. You could be going through a financial crisis or retrenchment. Your mind is drowned with worries and fears. But you choose to kneel mentally, emotionally before the Lord and praise His name. Oh, Father, You are still Jehovah Jireh, the Lord my provider. You shall supply all my needs according to Your riches in glory. This is Your name. You do not change. Hallelujah. You see, we have a member by the name of Sherry who works as an air crew. Now, due to the coronavirus, the entire airline industry was badly affected as air travel came to a standstill. As a result, many of her colleagues were retrenched and those who remained had to take a big pay cut. Overnight, Sherry was plunged into a financial crisis as she had financial commitments and a house mortgage to service. She took up whatever part-time jobs she could engage, be it working as a packer in a warehouse or serving as a waitress in restaurants. And at home, she would bake cakes and sell them to friends to bring in whatever little income she could get. It was a very difficult season. However, Sherry did not allow these challenges to stop her from blessing the Lord. Each time she earned something, Sherry would give a tithe of the little that she had to the Lord. And intentionally, she did this intentionally to remind herself that no matter what happens, God is still Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Blessed be the name of the Lord. She would surrender her career, surrender her future to God, trusting that He who promised is also faithful to perform. Recently, the Lord opened an opportunity for Sherry to work at a cafe. The favor of God was on her. She performed so well that she was quickly promoted to become the store manager. Now, her monthly income from the various sources is more than what she was getting before COVID-19. Wow! Church, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what is happening all around us. We can bless the Lord from the rising of the sun to its going down. See, Psalm 103, verse 1, said this, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." Now, can you see that? In the Old Testament, they are always blessing the Lord. So again here, it says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name." So you'll find that blessing the Lord begins with the self here. He said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, all that is within me." It is not dependent on the outward circumstances. The psalmist here summoned all of himself, his entire being, that in spite of what he was going through, to praise and to kneel down and remember the character and nature of God. Now, why is this so important? Look at verse 2. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. You see, because the opposite of praise is forgetfulness. We praise so that we don't forget the goodness of God. City Harvest, I want to encourage you, in everything, give thanks. Bless the Lord, O my soul. In fact, this has been my daily exercise during my quiet time for the past 30 years as a Christian. Regardless of that day's experience, whether good or bad, I will always begin by remembering the name of God. Lord, I thank you. You are Jehovah Shalom, the Lord, my peace. I will not be anxious or worry because the God of peace will crush Satan under my feet. Father, you are Jehovah Shammah, the Lord who is there. You will never leave me nor forsake me. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I fear no evil because you are with me. I will pray and bless the Lord. You are Jehovah Nissi, the Lord my banner. You are the Lord of hosts, the one who fights for me. So I will say of the Lord, you are my refuge, my fortress, my God. In you I trust. So one name after another, I will take time to bless the Lord. And just by doing that for 10 to 15 minutes, I find my faith strengthened. Faith rising from within. Hallelujah. Let me share with you a story I read recently. You see, the Black Death, also known as the bubonic plague, was the deadliest pandemic recorded in human history. It happened without warning, sweeping in successive waves across the whole world, beginning from the mid-14th century. Entire cities were paralyzed, and some villages disappeared altogether. See, the plague created religious, social, and economic upheavals with profound effects on the course of European history. Between 30 to 60% of Europe's population was killed by the plague. The reformer Martin Luther was personally impacted by the plague when it struck Winterberg in August 1527. Within a span of 2 weeks, 18 people had died in his community, including several people who were close to Luther's family. Luther's own son, John, then a toddler, also suffered from the plague, but thankfully he recovered. However, his daughter Elizabeth, who was born in December that year, died in less than 8 months. Her death was suspected to be a result of her mother's exposure to the Black Death while pregnant. And all these personal challenges happened while Luther was selflessly bringing reformation to the Christian church. Luther was serving God in the forefront of the ministry, but his own family suffered terrible tragedy. Can you imagine? Can you imagine for a moment the thoughts that could have gone through Luther's mind? Where are you, Lord, when I needed you most? Are you still here? Have you abandoned me? Yet, history records that it was around this time that Martin Luther composed a now famous hymn. The hymn is called, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God. Now, the song may have been based on Luther's own experience in Winterberg. The lyrics of the song were taken from Psalm 46. Now, let me read a few verses to you. Psalm 46. He says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling, Selah. What was Luther doing? Luther was honoring God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. O my soul, all that is within me, bless His holy name, no matter what. Martin Luther went on to be remembered as the catalyst for Protestant Reformation. Church, in spite of how 2020 has been for each of us, let us choose to honor God. Honoring God is not determined by our outward circumstances. It is an attitude from the heart. In our prayer, in our communion, let us constantly be aware of the Father's presence. Have a sense of the nearness of the Father who is with you by the Holy Spirit. Learn to give honor. Show appreciation, attention, reverence, preference to the Father. Let us learn to bless the name of the Lord at all times. From the rising of the sun to the going down. And God promised this in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 30, that those who honor me, I will honor. I will honor them. God will pour His favor and blessing on your life. In fact, Psalms 128 gives us a very beautiful promise. Let me read to you Psalms 128. It says, blessed is everyone who fears. So the word fear here, again, to honor, revere, and respect. So blessed is everyone who honor, revere, and respect the Lord, who walks in His ways. Verse 2 says, when you eat the labor of your hands, you shall be happy, and it shall be well with you. So there is a promise that whatever your hands put on, you shall prosper. You shall prosper in your career. It shall be well with you. You will walk in good health. Verse 3 says, your wife shall be like a fruitful vine in the very heart of your house. Your children like olive plants all around your table. Can you see that? Your family will be blessed. There will be love, joy, peace in your marriage, amongst your children. Verse 4 says, behold, thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord. O City Harvest, won't you honor the Lord? Give Him preference. In the busyness of your life, in all the negative voices that is surrounding your mind, won't you kneel? Take a moment, won't you kneel and say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Father, I thank you, Father. And as you do that, the power of God, the favor of God, the blessing of God will come upon your life. Amen. Oh, won't you lift your hands wherever you are? I know that the presence of God is with you even right now. Shall we look to the Lord in prayer? That's right, just pray in the Spirit. Reach out to the Lord. Sikala bahanti di ala gala bahanti di ala gala bahai. Sukoro bohori ala gala gala bahanti di ala gala 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 bahanti di ala gala bahai. Sukoro bohori ala gala 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 bahalia. Let's worship the Lord with this song.
There's nothing worth more that will ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're a living hope. Your presence, Lord. And I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. In your presence, Lord, sing Holy Spirit.
I know that God is so near to us. He loves you so much. He loves us so much. He is with us. He will never leave us nor forsake us. Maybe some of us, we have neglected the presence of God. Maybe there are thoughts in your mind, words, careless words. Maybe their actions, behaviors, they have grieved God. And you find that you're not on talking terms with God, unlike Jesus. Jesus is always within speaking distance with the Father. He's always on speaking terms with the Father. Maybe there are things in your heart, secret sins, that's hindering your relationship with the Lord. Today, won't you surrender? Won't you come before the Father and say, Lord, Father, Father, I'm coming back like the prodigal son. Won't you turn to the Father? The Bible says if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us, cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If that's you, wherever you are, won't you just open your hearts to the Lord? You say, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me for not giving you attention. Forgive me for turning my heart away from you. I'm coming back into your presence. Help me, Lord. That's right. Won't you take a moment to bless the name of the Lord? To bless means to kneel. To kneel. Won't you surrender, kneel? Surrender your worries, your fears. Won't you kneel, surrender your family, your career? Won't you kneel and surrender your ministry, your future to the Lord? Blessed be the name of the Lord. You are Jehovah, the unchanging one, the great I am, the same yesterday, today, and forever, the creator of heaven and earth. There's nothing that is too hard for you, Lord. Blessed be your name. We worship you, Lord. We bless your name, Lord. That's right, go ahead and bless the name of the Lord. Sikala bahantoro bohoria. Sikoro bohoria la gala bahantiri, la gala bahantiri, la gala baharia. Solo lo 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 boho li ala gala gala baha tiri ala gala 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 baha li ala gala baha li ala. Hallelujah. Father, I pray for all my brothers and sisters. I ask for your precious presence to flood our life. For where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Even right now, let there be freedom from every depressing thoughts. In the name of Jesus, be free from every oppressing spirit. Be free from the spirit of heaviness. For where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom now. In the name of Jesus, I bind every sickness and disease. For by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. We are healed. Let there be a release of your healing anointing, healing power, over every family, over every individual right now. Come, Holy Spirit, touch your people. Lord, we put our trust in you. Truly, you're Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider. You shall supply all our needs. So, Lord, I bless all my brothers and sisters. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, may the love of God our Father, may the communion, the joint participation, the fellowship, the intimacy of the Holy Spirit be with us all. From the rising of the sun to its going down, may the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. From this day and forevermore, in Jesus' wonderful name we pray, and all God's people say, Amen. Amen. Won't you give the Lord praise? Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Well, church, I hope you enjoyed the message. May the Lord be with you, and may you bless the Lord all the days of your life.
And that's the end of this week's podcast. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Email us at connect@chc.org.sg.